Welcome to the official Pretty Little Liars podcast.
I'm Troyan Belisario, and I play Spencer Hastings.
And I'm Shay Mitchell, and I play Emily Fields. Hey guys, so you just finished watching episode 103, To Kill a Mockingjay. Seriously, Spencer, I'm sorry about how your family is treating you, because this is so unfair.
Thank you for being on my side, because I need one person. Yeah, it's brutal. And I understand it completely, because the person who's hurting the most right now is definitely my sister, Melissa.
Yeah.
But it's really upsetting that they don't even want to hear my side of the story. And it's something that Spencer doesn't know how to deal with. And so I go and try to talk to Ren, you know, and things are bad for him too, because we both realize that we might have feelings for each other, and mm-hmm. it's just such a mess.
And I would not want to be on the other side of Mr. Hastings. I'm like,
oh my
your
goodness.
Parents, come on now.
Yeah.
What about, you know, Emily?
What about
the whole situation in the locker room?
What about how Toby kind of swings in and saves you all hero style?
I know. I kind of think that, you know, she's seen him in a little bit of a different light. Maybe he's not so freaky creepy.
Yeah.
You know?
And the whole thing is, like, was he ever really that creepy, or was he, like, misunderstood? You know, like, I know Allison really didn't like him, and we're trying to figure out why. Because,
right.
you know, what we talk about in this episode, as you saw, was that Spencer heard the conversation between Allie and Toby the night that Jenna was blinded, and Allie had something on him, and Spencer doesn't know what that is.
Exactly.
But she was definitely threatening him, like, the way that we're being threatened.
Yeah.
And maybe he was just really misunderstood.
I don't know. I mean, I still have my concerns about him. We never know. I mean, especially in Rosewood, right? There's suspicions about everybody. So I still have a couple, you know, questions about him. But
well,
I mean,
and especially
still,
the way Jenna's acting, and the fact that he's the closest person to Jenna.
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, him saving me from Ben. Oh, and Ben, like,
where did that come from,
right? What is my... Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That was way too forceful and so uncalled for, but...
I think he was just trying to be, like, manly with you and ended up really manhandling you. Totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that Toby was there.
Me too.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Ben, but I'm not sorry. Like,
seriously.
Don't touch Emily like that.
God. And then we went to the party.
Yeah.
Right?
The party.
The party, which, well, the party sucked for Spencer. But,
you didn't like it too much.
I didn't like it too much. Well, I was trying to, like, talk to you guys. And, I mean, you were there and you were dealing with stuff.
Ben was there. Emily had to walk in.
You had just broken up with him.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
And then he's there at the pool table. First person that she sees with Maya, and Ben's there. Great.
What's going on with you and Maya?
I don't know. I think Emily is, you know, still kind of testing the waters. But she's, like, such a cool girl. And she's, you know, like, I think Emily loves all of her friends, but this is, like, a breath of fresh air in a way. Like, a girl that doesn't know her past. And, yeah, it's kind of cool. And it's an out for her to express herself. And
I think it's really hard when somebody, you know, like just like in that scene at the party when, like, we're trying to talk about all these things and maybe you just want to, like, have a night off. And when people know your history and, like, can't leave it alone. Like, we definitely had that exchange with Spencer and Emily where I was like, we got to talk about this, blah, blah, blah. And you were like, I want to enjoy a party.
Exactly.
Like, chill out.
Yeah, and I mean, even from, like, her home, too. Like, her mom being, like, so conservative, you know, and, like, I don't want her to think anything's going on with, like, me and Maya, because I don't even know, you know? Emily doesn't even know what's going on.
Right,
with her,
what is going on? I mean, and also, it must be really hard because your mom, like, is so conservative that she wouldn't even consider that. Like, the fact that she invites Maya over for
to
a sleepover and,
yeah.
like, doesn't even know that you could possibly harbor these feelings for you, like, that's not an environment in which you're going to be like, my mom will be totally cool with this.
Exactly. Yup. Not her parents.
No.
But, okay.
What
happened with Hannah?
What a bad girl.
Sean's car. Are you crazy?
Dude, I do not blame her. That was rough. When she, you know, she loves him. And he obviously loves her back. And she wants to take it to the next step. And that must suck to be rejected like that. Crashing your car is definitely Hannah's style.
That's a Hannah thing. That is definitely
choice
Hannah
moment, Hannah.
Uh-huh. I mean,
do you remember when we were shooting that night? at the in the woods, which first of all, we wrapped at like you wrapped I at 6:30 a.m.
Emily's character Emily wrapped at 6:30 a.m. She was the late one at that party.
And we went insane.
Uh-huh.
And we started playing, I won't tell you the details of the game, but we started playing like Truth or Dare, like Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever. At like 3 a.m. with everybody in a big circle. We all pulled our chairs up and we're freezing, first of all. We have our jackets on. We're all sitting around huddled. I mean, at this point, we've all had way too much candy or coffee. So
right, because they just kept on like, they were like, oh, here's a bunch of candy at Crafty. Keep the kids away.
It's 4:30 in the morning, you know? So, yeah, that was interesting. Those games that we were playing with everybody.
That was hilarious.
I learned a lot about you.
I learned a lot about you.
Yeah. That was fun. That was fun. Yeah, it was a really fun night morning. They're very funny dares.
They're funny. They weren't all like bad or gross. No. They were hilarious a lot of the time.
Yeah, we just got to know each other.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. And then this next episode.
Yeah, episode 104, Can You Hear Me Now? Which is Tuesday, June 29th. So
we start to take matters into our own hands and put a stop to A.
Yeah, I have this idea. Spencer has this idea to maybe put A out of their lives, out of our lives.
I wonder how she does that. I really wonder how she does that.
We can't say it, and I don't know if it works or not, so we'll just have to find out.
Uh-huh. And I also think there's a surprise visitor. I don't know who it could be. Somebody who's been, you know, in the picture, but not in the picture.
That was a really, really intense thing. I never saw that coming.
No, me neither. But I wonder if we'll actually get to keep A away forever with great idea.
I really hope so. Yeah, so tune in next week and find out if Spencer actually gets some break from her family, or if Ren finally mans up and helps out.
And what happens with Emily and whoever it is. Tune in to see who Emily is with next week.
Hey, cool kids. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And be sure to follow up next week because we have loads of other surprises and secrets for you.